present the Book of Oddities. We will share from the Book of Oddities. You will learn from the Book of Oddities all of these oddities.
Hey, hey there, pod people. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Random Oddities. Today's superstition is about stockings. And no, I'm not talking about the kind that you hang above your fireplace for Santa Claus. It's generally held to be a good omen when dressing to put on your left stocking, or sock, unless you're from 1800s Europe. Put the left stocking on first, and also a sign of good luck to put either item on inside out, or find that they are not a matching pair. But if that happens, the luck is only good if you keep the odd socks on. So if you're cool walking around with mismatched socks, hey, might bring you some luck. I might try that sometime. This is an interesting variation on the general idea that the left side of anything is unlucky because of its association with the devil. If your stockings or socks should come down for no reason, then someone you love is thinking of you. And if when you're putting on one, your toes accidentally go into the heel, then an important letter is on its way to you. Or perhaps an email or a DM or something that would coincide with 2021. There's an old Jewish superstition that, regardless of which stocking you put on first, always put your left shoe on before the right, so that by finishing with the right-hand article, you assure yourself of good luck for the day. Now, I didn't actually know about this when I first read about it, but I actually do start with my left side and then finish with my right, so I'm not even going to comment on the unlucky versus lucky. But hey, maybe now that I know that, it might be some kind of, you know, might be a good suggestion that if I end with my right, I may have good luck for the day. I'm always cool with that. Now, there's a similar superstition that it's unlucky to finish off dressing one leg completely before beginning the other. Does anyone actually do that? I'm legitimately curious. Anybody who listens to this, if you get dressed, you put one leg in, put your socks on, then put your shoe on, and then do your other leg, I'm genuinely curious to hear that someone actually does that and why. Just morbid curiosity. Now, you might care to note the following verse from America, which indicates the omens to be drawn from holes in your stockings. Wear at the toe, spend as you go. Wear at the heel, spend a good deal. Wear at the side, you'll be a rich bride. Wear at the ball, you'll live to spend all. You know, it's curious. I just wonder how much time you have to have on your hand to really sit down and come up with a verse about a superstition of holes in your socks. And today's fun little saying is mind your P's and Q's, or be on your best behavior. My grandma used to say this to me a lot. Not that I was a bad kid, but, you know, well, I was unpredictable. We'll just say that. Some say this expression is short for please and thank yous, but there is another possible origin story that is much more fun. In 1600s England, taverns served alcohol in pints and quarts, aka the P's and Q's. Bartenders kept a careful eye on how much alcohol each customer drank. If anybody became too drunk and rowdy, the bartenders would intervene, reminding them to mind their P's and Q's, keeping everyone on their best behavior. Kind of seems more like he should be saying, I'm cutting you off of your P's and Q's because you're getting a little rowdy, you need to get the hell out of my bar. But that's just me. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Random Oddities. Join us tomorrow for another daily dose of absolutely useless information. Keep it weird out there, pod people.
And that is all from the Book of Oddities. We are done with the Book of Oddities. Join us next week for more oddities.